the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Let's go. Week 12. And we have a lot to get to. Yeah, we have plenty to get to regarding week number 12. And remember now, this is a short week because we've got Thanksgiving Thursday and Friday and everything else that's going on. So 615-844-5600. Is somebody back at the station right now? Is anybody back there that I can confirm with? Anybody there? Okay. Well, I didn't know. I didn't know if there was. I didn't know. For some reason, Adam, this morning, I'm already getting tweets that the stream isn't out there for some reason. So that's why I was wondering. But I heard the music. Monday is when Crazy Charlie plays a lot of audio clips, and I'll give everybody the info on Crazy Charlie here in a minute. But Adam is there getting us up on the air this morning, which is awesome. Week number 12 to talk about, and then, of course, like I mentioned, week 13 to look ahead to. Short week, as it's Thanksgiving Thursday, and then Friday we are off. So here's what I've got to do. I've got to cram in a bunch. I've got to try and get Landry in before Wednesday. I've got to get Brad in before Wednesday. We'll get all that figured out this morning. Or, maybe not this morning, but we'll get all that figured out before, let's say today is over. 615-844-5600. Crazy Charlie got a message from him on Sunday, and he said, "I've got a fever." It was about 101, and he said, "I tried to get in to get tested, and they turned me away." So he was waiting to get to his doctor this morning, and that's what the plan was with him. So Crazy Charlie is not with us. We all hope the best. I haven't heard anything else from him, but he had a temperature that was worrying him, and he wanted to make sure everything was okay. So that's why you will not hear, if you dial us up this morning, you will not hear from Crazy Charlie. You'll hear Adam, who's back at the station, getting us up and running this morning. Again, 615-844-5600. If you do want to check in, and on Twitter, at Bill is King. Round man. Yeah, we're up. We're up. We're all up and running. That's one of the things we get on the air. And it doesn't happen very often, but occasionally that all-important stream is for some reason down, but it's not. It's not. It's all good. And everybody that's supposed to get the show should be getting the show right now. And yes, I've already had requests. Bill, you got to get into the Clemson Florida State thing. I will. I'm not going to lead off with that. I'm going to lead off with games. Then I'm going to get into that. Yes. That will not be avoided this morning on the show. We will get into that. That happened on Saturday morning. Either cancellation or postponement of that game. Okay. What did I see this weekend? Well, obviously I didn't see Clemson, right? Buckeyes and IU. Buckeyes are up, and I thought the game was going about like I thought. At halftime, they looked like they had the IU game under control. Second half, they're up 42-21. And I figured, okay, this is going about like I would have anticipated. But then IU kept scoring, and the game ended up a 7-point difference, and IU actually had the ball. They didn't get anything done with this drive, but at the end had the ball to drive and tie the thing up. Now, again, they did not get anything done with that drive. That game is closer than I thought. IU's got a good-looking football team. First of all, let's compliment them. And Ohio State still has some issues defensively, coverage-wise, somewhat at linebacker. And Justin Fields had a tough day. He had, what was it, 3 picks? And he was not all that accurate either. It's the worst I've seen Justin Fields play in his, what, 1.5 or whatever, how many years it's been at Ohio State. Yeah, I mean, it's he played very poorly. That did not help the Heisman chase here. Not that he's obsessed with it, but everybody wants to talk about it. Fields did not play well by his lofty standards. He did not play well. Now, again, it wasn't a loss for the Buckeyes. Buckeyes last Saturday did not need to be the best team in the nation. They needed to simply win that game, which they did. But there were some glaring issues while watching that game that have to get fixed up. Watched Alabama and Kentucky. Alabama sluggish early and then domination. Pure, unadulterated domination. Mac Jones was not as sharp as he's been either, but it didn't matter. It didn't matter. And Alabama just trouncing Kentucky in that matchup. Bedlam was about like anticipated. Oklahoma doesn't lose Bedlam. The Mullet doesn't win Bedlam. I believe that's 14 of the last 16 for Oklahoma in that game. The only loss is 2011-2014. The Mullet does not win Bedlam. It was evident from the beginning of that game that the Mullet wasn't going to win that game. Oklahoma's playing some really good football. It's too bad they've got those two losses prior, which is pretty much, unless we just have chaos, has knocked them out. Because they are clearly, again, the best team in the Big 12 and playing some damn good football right now. Starting to play last few weeks defensively better, too. Gators came to the 6-1-5 and did about what you thought. Now, they gave up some points and some yards to Vanderbilt's offense. Vanderbilt's got a young quarterback, Ken Seals. He's a true freshman out of Texas who's a good player. This kid's going to be and already is a good player. He doesn't have much help. And the game was never in jeopardy. But, well, Vanderbilt scored first. Vanderbilt had a couple leads there, but you never thought they would win the game. Trask put up a bunch of yards. I wouldn't say he was as sharp as he's been, but he's sharp enough to perhaps lead in the Heisman chase right now. Kyle Trask. So Gators come to the 6-1-5, take care of business. Georgia plays JT Daniels. He puts up over 400 yards. Mississippi State, though, scored a bunch of points. Georgia did not look good. Georgia could not run the football at all either in that game. Daniels looked good. But the running game, the defense, this is not the Georgia I'm used to seeing. Not impressive at all. No way to sugarcoat that, y'all. It was not impressive. Not at all. Purdue absolutely robbed Friday night at Minnesota on a phantom offensive pass interference call on a touchdown pass. One of the worst calls you will ever see in a football game on any level. junior pro all the way to the NFL. No way Minnesota gets out of there with that win. What in the heck? If you haven't seen this, just go, if you're on Twitter, take the little search mechanism and search Purdue, Minnesota, and that will come up immediately. That replay will come up immediately. Michigan, three overtimes, look like they may lose to Rutgers, pulled it out somehow. I don't know if there's any way to spin that as positive either. Tennessee, complete capitulation against Auburn in the second half. Jeremy Pruitt, maybe the most stubborn coach I've ever seen. Won't do anything with the quarterbacks. Harrison Bailey came in late. It's do me a favor. If Tennessee's on the TV and you just flip it around, don't stay there. It won't do you any good. Notre Dame was off. They've got North Carolina coming up. And, oh, by the way, Notre Dame may be the best offensive line in America without two starters. Jarrett Patterson hurt in the Boston College game, probably out for the year. And one of their other linemen, Tommy Kramer, had appendicitis. He had surgery. I think this flared up like Friday or something. He's out for a few weeks. Now, they have some veterans. Well, they have a young center that they can play, and then they have a veteran that they can also plug in there. They're okay there, but that's got them a little gimpy, to say the least. Yes. We are going to get to the Florida State Clemson item. I promise you we will. Let me get Scott, who's dialed us up before the break, in OKC. What's up, Scott?
You remember when we were talking after the, what was it? It was either the Iowa State. Who did we lose to second? Iowa State?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. And I believe I told you, I said, you know, I'm disappointed, of course. But I told you, I said, this is a young team with a lot of talent. Wait till they start playing together. They're going to be a force. I think they figured it out. I'm liking what I'm seeing. To me, if you take away those two losses, of course you can't do that, but, you know, if you take away them two losses, I would say OU would be ranked in the top four right now the way they're playing. So I'm real happy. Still don't know. I mean, I think we've got – I haven't even looked at the standing. Where do we stand right now as far as Big 12 championship? I know Iowa State's in first place. Aren't we right there?
Yes. Yes, you
okay.
are.
And I would love to have another shot at Iowa State this year because I think if we get another shot at Iowa State in the championship, we beat them.
I do, too.
Yeah, I just wanted to call and say that and wish you guys a happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Leave me on for a few minutes here.
Okay, Scott. Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you. Just a repeat. We're on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Then we're off Thursday, Friday. And we've already started. Now, we ran a couple of turkeys a week ago, 40 pounds worth, as a initial walkthrough. Yeah, we do walkthroughs for Thanksgiving cooking. And we've got a few more to cook up, starting we're going to be cooking turkeys from like Wednesday to Saturday. We're actually having another Thanksgiving on Saturday at the house. Just in case. Oh, and then after that is turkey gumbo, which is even better. Oh, it's even better. Okay, here's what we'll do. We've got somebody on hold. Now, I've already had a tweet. I've had a bunch of tweets, but I've already had a tweet that said, and this is from David, wonder if Jeff in the Borough can see through that busted window. Shockingly, he's waiting on hold. After the break, we're coming right back. Monday edition. Again, no guesting on Monday, just me and you. That's the way we do it. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic's building pretty good coming down through Robertson County right now into that part of Sumner, through Millersville, Goodlettsville, Church Street, and I-40. That wreck should be cleared hopefully in just a few minutes there in Midtown as traffic picks up on 65 through Brentwood. Hey, if you're looking to buy or sell a home, call Tony and Nikisha Tate, the Tate team. They will assist you with all your real estate needs. Call today, 554-9795. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey Nashville, this is Crazy Charlie, executive producer of Nashville Sports Radio and host of Predneck Nation Radio, here talking to you about my favorite place in Nashville to get a cup of coffee, Bongo Java. Located in the Omni Nashville Hotel on 5th Avenue, it's my go-to choice for a morning routine. Stop by, pick yourself up an Egg McBongo or a Bongo Burrito, and if you're looking for the perfect gift, get them a Bongo Java gift card so they can start their days the Crazy Charlie way. Bongo Java in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Make sure you tell them Crazy Charlie sent you.
The NFL is back, and the NFL app has you covered.
Woo! Let's go!
So get ready for football all season long and just tap into the NFL app.
Yeah! Time to go to work!
For free live local games.
End zone, caught!
For free live primetime games.
Unbelievable!
For free news and highlights.
Takes off! He's in!
The official app of the NFL has you covered. Download to your mobile device by visiting nfl.com/mobile or your app store. Certain restrictions and data rates may apply.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this.
10.
There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The Big Hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. This is a legit product. The key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text STREAK to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Nugenix samples are not available in stores, so text STREAK to 321-321 right now. Text STREAK to 321-321. That's STREAK to 321-321.
Ladies and gentlemen,
here's a smart suggestion.
Check out the new and improved WNSR.com.
You're going to have to explain that.
It's the new and improved WNSR.com. With everything a sports fan needs.
We got a whole new attitude.
All the scores. All the highlights. All the updates. All the stories. And even the new website smell from Nashville Sports Radio.
This is the most important religious event of our time.
You keep saying that, but you don't tell me how.
Log on to the new and improved WNSR.com. King is the king of college football, and his sample size is large. Just ask him.
Jeff in the Borough.
I go drumsticks, man.
You know what? I cooked 36 of them. I don't know if there's any left.
I hear you on that one. Well, we kind of busted up the winter this weekend, Bill. We played, I guess, decent for Ab, but the difference in the ball game is when Alabama got inside the 20, they scored touchdowns. When we got down there, we kicked field goals. That's the difference in the ball game. Because they moved the ball on Alabama. I think they had one. When I was watching it, they had one three and out the whole time. And they moved on Alabama. They converted third downs, but they wasn't three and out every time. So, you know, if they'd been playing anybody good Saturday, like a Clemson or Notre Dame, they'd have gotten beat. They'd probably got beat, okay? So you can do what you want to about Mac Jones and not looking sharp and all this. Because you know he was committed for a year in Kentucky. You know that, don't you?
Yep.
Do you know that? Okay. I guess Saban paid him off probably to come over here, probably. Because he don't like Stoops no way, probably. Everybody knows that. He don't even fool with Stoops. And on everything like that. We got whipped. I mean, I'm not going, you know, they're the best team in America. There's no question about it. And we got our hats handed to us, especially the second half. So, I mean, you know, there ain't no doubt about Bill. You going to be able to find Henry Cannon this weekend?
That's a long Paris, Tennessee's a long way away. I'm not sure. It's about 2 hours plus.
Yeah, about 2.5 or 2.5, I think, something like that. Maybe
yeah.
3, I don't know. But yeah, it's the world's largest fish fry, Bill.
It's also the home of Clifty Farms, a longtime sponsor of this show back in the day.
Yeah.
Clifty Farms, Paris, Tennessee. Yeah. And, oh, we'd sell those country hams all the way through a Thanksgiving, man.
Oh, I know it, Bill. I know back in the day when you buy a bell on. I know.
Yep.
Well, Bill, you didn't mention my Blue Raiders. They were Detroit one this weekend.
I saw that.
20-17, beat them by 3. So they got Fort Atlantic this weekend. That's their last game of the year. But everything. And basketball starts Wednesday, Bill. I know you don't talk much about it, but it starts Wednesday night. So I know Tennessee plays Wednesday night. So does Kentucky.
Who is any of that on TV?
It's on SEC Network Wednesday night.
That'll be the eve of Thanksgiving. I'll get to watch some of that, actually.
Yeah, Tennessee, it's early games. I think Kentucky's on 5 o'clock, and then Tennessee's on after that. So.
Now, Tennessee.
I know MTSU's not going to have any fans at their first 2 weeks of the games this year. No fans at Murphy Center.
Tennessee and Kentucky are the overwhelming favorites in the SEC coming up.
Yeah.
In basketball.
Yeah. Right this year they are, yeah. Tennessee should be pretty good. They got a lot of guys coming back, and they say should have been
picked. A lot of young talent.
A lot of young
just
players,
like
too.
Kentucky.
So
yeah.
Should be pretty good. But what do you think about Florida and Kentucky? So we can't compete with them either, right?
Who?
Florida, Kentucky. We can't compete with Florida, too. Is that true?
Too much offense with the Gators.
Okay. Maybe our defense will show up and we'll stop them. I know Mullen wasn't too happy Saturday. He wasn't too happy how they played. Because I know he about took Trask's head off when he came off the sidelines one of them drives. About took his head off. What are you doing out there? So, you know, maybe we'll go down there to swamp again. Maybe we'll make it 2 in a row and Gator Dave will faint in the swamp. Maybe you'll faint and drown in the swamp.
He'll
probably think somebody broke Trask's leg. That's what it'll be. Somebody broke his leg. How about you, Bill? Have a good one.
See, God. All right, Kenny. First thing this morning, actually before the show, Bill, please address the Florida State debacle. He says, looks more like wanting to avoid the fighting Dabos and Sunshine trying to get back into the Heisman race than anything else. Bad look with the ACC signing off on this, Bill. Now, I have received both sides. People sending me both sides of this one. Now. This is Anna Hickey, who's been on this show, did a very good job. A couple of weeks ago, it was before the Clemson and Notre Dame game. Here's what she tweeted. To be clear, the player, now again, this is over a player who took the trip. And on the trip, they found out he had tested positive. I guess when they got to Tallahassee, maybe Friday night, they found out he had tested positive. We'll address that, but here's what she tweeted. To be clear, this player had symptoms early in the week and did not practice Monday, Tuesday. Despite testing negative. So, he had symptoms early in the week, according to Anna, but tested negative those days, Monday, Tuesday, and did not practice. She says, on Wednesday, he was then asymptomatic, so he was cleared to practice, and he tested negative then, too. On Friday, he was asymptomatic again, so he traveled without symptoms. They tested, from what I understand, on Friday. So here's what I don't get from the Clemson angle. Just the one thing I don't get. You test on Friday when you're going to be traveling, knowing it's possible that when you get to your destination, when you get the results, there could be a positive or two or whatever test from somebody who's in your travel group. Now, that's what I don't understand. Why do you test on Friday and then put everybody on a plane together? Now, again, she says he was not showing symptoms when they traveled, and he had tested negative the most recent time they tested, and he had tested negative all week. They get to Tallahassee, find out he tested positive. The medical folks for both sides, Clemson and Florida State, held a teleconference on Saturday morning, and the word is they could not come to an agreement. Now, does this make Florida State look like they're trying to get out of this game? It does. It does. Now, I have heard, and Alan sent me a, I don't know, this is a message board post by Ira Schofield, who is with War Chant. Yeah, Ira's been around a long time. Here's what he says. All right, two sides to this. A Clemson offensive lineman went home during the bye week. I assume this is the same player. Went home during the bye week, came back symptomatic. He tested negative twice during the week. Now, he says he practiced all week and traveled with the team. That's not what she said. Ira goes on to say, Friday when the teams underwent third-party ACC tested, this player tested positive. Florida State had obvious concerns because the linemen are most likely to spread the virus because they're constantly close to each other, O-line to D-line. Now, again, Ira says this player had been symptomatic all week, which means he was likely contagious. She doesn't say that. He says the Florida State players were at their team breakfast Saturday morning when they heard about the cancellation or the postponement, however you want to term it, and they were not happy. They wanted to play. So we've got varying viewpoints here that are not syncing up together at all. Now, I also heard Clemson offered to play, take more tests, and play Sunday. Or maybe Monday. And apparently that was a no-go. So, it doesn't matter whether it's Florida State, LSU, or Maryland. Okay? I am highly suspicious of some of these cancellations. It's hard for me to believe that some teams are not using this to get out of a ball game. Can I prove it? Obviously, I can't. It's just an opinion. Just an opinion. But I mean, what? Deep down, if you're the coach at Florida State, Mike Norvell, is a 55-0 drubbing going to help you at all with that fragile team you've got right now? Because it would have been an annihilation. We all know that. Everybody knows that. It would have been brutal. I'm just saying I am highly suspicious. Not in every case. I'm just saying in some of these, I am not believing the reason is just pure COVID concerns. This is a way to get out of a double dollar sign kicking for some. And I do think it's being used. Now, Dabo Sweeney's got everybody mad at him because he's saying Florida State basically chickened out. And if they want to play the game, should be in Clemson. And Florida State should reimburse them for all the travel. Yeah, imagine, and I know we got a break, Adam, but imagine you take this trip, spend all the money, the flight, the travel, everything, get there, and the next morning, it's a no-go. I don't get that, and I don't get the Friday testing, and then you put everybody on a plane knowing we're going to get results, except we're going to be in a city, a road city, preparing to play, and we're waiting on results while we're there. I don't get that at all. I hadn't even thought of that, but that makes no sense to me. We'll take the break. I know I'm late. Coming right back. Just getting going, Monday edition, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic's on the increase out here, as expected right now on 65 coming down through Madison. Hamilton Crossing at Murfreesboro Pike, we saw that crash a few minutes ago. As traffic starts to pick up quite a bit through Mount Julian, you got all that traffic flow on I-40 coming out of Wilson County. They're headed towards Hermitage. Hey, if you're looking to buy or sell a home, call Tony and Nikisha Tate, the Tate Team. They can assist you with all your real estate needs. Call 554-9795. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
And now, ProMax Services is reminding Americans to stand tall and show support to the men and women of our U.S. military. Their tireless efforts will never go unnoticed. This salute is brought to you by ProMax Services, a veteran-owned name you can trust. For custom porches, decks, railings, and much more, trust ProMax Services. Call today at 931-637-1211. That's 931-637-1211. ProMax Services, proudly saluting our troops and veterans. They're people who care.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
This is Johnny Ballpark Franks inviting you to join me every Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon for the Countdown to Kickoff Tailgate Show. I'll have college football insights from the SEC to the Top 25, previews, interviews, scoreboard updates, and more. Brought to you by Inns Bank, Strike and Spare Family Entertainment, real estate agent Richard Courtney with Frederick and Clark Realty, Braza Flooring, Casa of Nashville, and the Tennessee Highway Safety Office. Every Saturday morning at 10 on Nashville Sports Radio.
While working, he eats kale and pets a cat. Bill King is a multitasker.
On Twitter, at Bill is King. Balls of Steel, hour number three. Hold your nominations until then. Allen in Tampa, Bill, this game cancellation is a bad look. If I was there, I would have been pissed, he says. Yeah, think about the people who made the trip. For example, I don't know that Jim from Jupiter made the trip. I don't think he did. But that's about, I think that's about 5 hours for him. One way. You're sitting there getting ready for a game. It's early and you find out, they canceled. Clemson has one dude who tested. Can't play. Jeremy says, Bill, Friday testing is apparently ACC policy. I don't get that. If you're traveling and you take a test, then everybody gets on a plane and you go to the destination, you're at the hotel, then you get the results. What's the point there? And apparently, is this also the point? One guy tests, and he tested negative like a million times prior. The last one is positive, and now we can't play? What kind of policy is that? Wow. Chalk one up to the Corona Bros there now. Yeah, give it to them. Couple more and I'll get Armageddon here. Tony, big IU fan. His team is having a very good season. Bill says, good morning. IU played a good game. Buckeyes was worried. We can't close, Bill. Balls of steel to come out for the coaching staff not being scared. Yeah, I mean, hey, at 42-21, I figured that was it. Meaning it would be a pretty one-sided score. They kept coming, man. Freifogel was awesome. Obviously, Michael Penix. It's a gritty team, man. And, again, I have not seen Fields look shaky like that ever. Not since he's been with the Buckeyes. He never got meaningful snaps at Georgia. But, boy, the picks he threw were not. I mean, those weren't. Some picks really aren't on the quarterback. Even though on the stat sheet it goes to the QB, sometimes it's not his fault. In this case, these were his fault. It was not a good look for him. He's a heck of a player. But overall, a shaky day for him, which is something rare. We're not used to seeing that. Armageddon, welcome in, sir.
How was your weekend, Bill?
The weekend was a lot of football, and then we got the chicken out for the Rectech. A whole bunch of chicken, yeah.
Now, Charlie is sick this morning, is that correct?
Crazy Charlie sent us a memo, a message on Sunday saying, guys, I've got a fever. He went in to get tested. Wherever he went, they turned him away, which I don't know the protocol there. Adam was telling me these places are so busy, they turn people away all the time. But so he was waiting to go see his doctor this morning is what he told us in the message.
Well, just to bring you up to date, Bill, when I called in this morning and Adam answered the telephone, I said, this is the milkshake man, and you know what my name is on the show? And he said, no, I don't. But I guess he got it right. But the reason why I call Adam the milkshake man is when I used to work in the golf business, you know where Rotiers is, don't you, Bill?
Let me tell you how I know Rotiers. Every time we had a kid, and we had seven of them, my wife, after delivery that same day, had me go to Rotiers for a cheeseburger for her. So, yes, I know Rotiers, but go ahead, yes.
So I worked right across the street, Bill, and I used to eat lunch there almost every day. And one day I took Adam a milkshake over to the station.
The Rotiers milkshakes are a fan. Is Rotiers still in business?
They are, but I think their hours are different now, Bill. Right. I think they're only open like during the day. They're not open at night. I believe I'm right in saying that.
For you folks, if you ever come into town, like obviously not many Gators came into town because of limitations and all that as far as getting people in the stadium, but right by Vanderbilt. I mean, Clay could probably hit a tee shot from Rotiers into Vanderbilt Stadium. It's that close. And if you're looking for a cheeseburger, and it's kind of a burger joint, it's an old building, Rotiers is where you want to go. The cheeseburger's there. I wish, and I've cooked a million cheeseburgers in my time on the Rec Tech, I wish I could make one come out like that. Incredible.
Bill, I had to read the good book all weekend. I was down in South Georgia.
You told me.
I did try to call in on Friday, Bill, but it was too close to the top of the 7 o'clock hour, and I just didn't get in. But spent a little time with Big Bro and the fam this weekend at a wedding down in South Georgia, Bill. And, you know, you like to talk about Chicken Road and $10 million in the gate pass and all that kind of stuff. You know who Henry Ford is, don't you, Bill?
I do.
Or who he was?
I do.
Spent the weekend down on his plantation in South Georgia, and I thought I was at Augusta, Bill. Beautiful, most beautiful place I've ever been in my life.
Now, did you tell those people, whoever they were, that it's sacrilege to have a wedding during football? Did you tell them that? Because that's a rule we have here on the show. There are no weddings. I will never, now this is just personally, accept any invitation to a wedding or anything else during football.
Well, the good thing was, Bill, you know, the Florida Vandy game started at noon.
Yeah.
And we went to the wedding about 3 because it was at 4 o'clock. So I got to watch most of the game, Bill. And I do agree with you. Ken Seals is going to be a very good player. And but anyway, I spent a bunch of time this weekend around a bunch of Gator fans, Bill. So we talked a little trash.
I can imagine. I can imagine. So,
but the reason why I had to read the good book all weekend, Bill, I've never seen so many good-looking 20 in their 20s and early 30s women in my life. These women that were in this wedding and the bride, they'll make you read the book, good book, Bill.
So you got the good book up out to straighten you, you know, to get your mind right.
Got my mind right, and the dickle wasn't flowing at the reception, Bill, but the Jack Daniels was.
Oh.
I'm a Jack Daniels guy.
So is Music City Todd. That's his Music City Todd is a Jack guy, man. Loves it.
Have a great day, Bill.
You too. RW, Brock Westfold on Twitter. Big Nebraska fan. Bill, Nebraska making stupid mistakes. Same soft team and attitude. Life of Riley. Actually, he's a Wisconsin fan. Sorry. He says, Bill, life of Riley ended 3 years ago, yet Frosty whines about the culture to this day. Bill, when does he get full ownership, and when does he learn that type of offense doesn't work in the B1G? Neanderthal, Bill, is the only salvation. I have told you folks since they hired Bill Callahan, pretty long time ago, that the culture has been stripped from Nebraska. Now, Bo was the closest to restoring it, our boy Bo. But this Chuck and Duck, this smoke and mirrors style offense is not Nebraska's culture, okay? I know their culture. I can take you back to the handoff between Bob Devaney and Dr. Tom, okay? That was the right culture handoff. Since then, every handoff has been wrong. Now, I thought Frosty was a good hire. I'm not trying to backtrack on that, but to date, I mean, they get boat raced by Illinois, of all teams. Illinois doesn't boat race a local high school team in Champaign, okay? That's another one that's hard to square up from the weekend. Have a lot of the rivalry games coming up, too, for week 13. Before the break, the Apple Cup, which is Washington State, has been canceled. Washington State says they don't have enough available players because of the virus. That's already been canceled. That was for Friday, the Apple Cup. One other note. This is Bruce Feldman, who is one of the better college football info dudes out there, right? Here's a tweet from him. Now, BYU, I'm getting these questions. Bill, BYU, what do you think? What do you think? Could they get in the playoffs, Bill? What do you think? According to Feldman, Washington, after learning of the Apple Cup cancellation, reached out to BYU and said, let's play. BYU told them they want to wait until after the college football rankings come out Tuesday. Tomorrow, the first committee release, the clown show committee release, the first one is tomorrow, Tuesday. And basically, they're saying they don't. They don't want to play. BYU has turned them down. So the theory that, and BYU is a good team. Don't misunderstand me. But the theory that they'll just go play anybody and they're looking to play anybody apparently is not the case. Here's a beautiful game for you to play. And they reached out to you and you said, I don't think so. That's according to Bruce Feldman right here. Bruce is a very good info guy when it comes to college football. One more break here. Hour one, just getting going on this Monday edition. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic's really picked up the last few minutes out here as we check it out live. Coming through Madison 65 southbound here at Briley. Harding Place at Antioch Pike was tied up at that intersection a few minutes ago on that accident. And still working that crash at Hamilton Crossings at Murfreesboro Pike. A lot of radar already out here this morning. You're going to see more and more of that over the next 48 hours. Hey, if you're looking to buy or sell a home, call Tony and Nikisha Tate, the Tate team. Call them today at 554-9795. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on candidates in an online dashboard at Indeed.com/hire. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Tonight, Monday Night Football, the L.A. Rams going on the road to take on the Bucs. L.A. a 4.5-point underdog, plus 190 on the money line. Tampa Bay minus 220, the over-under 48. Boxing from AT&T Stadium in Arlington on December 5th. 12 rounds for the WBC and IBF welterweight title bout. Errol Spence Jr. and Danny Garcia. Spence minus 455 on the money line. Garcia plus 365. College basketball getting underway this week. Most recent odds have the Villanova Wildcats. The odds on favorite to win the national championship at plus 900. Baylor, Gonzaga, and Virginia each at plus 1,000. For VSiN.com, I'm Trey Westerberg, Nashville Sports Radio.
One of the real joys of growing up in Nashville has been the visit to the flea market. And like a lot of things that are going on in our world right now, stuff has been turned upside down. The flea market staff misses you. They want you to know that. But for your convenience, during this downtime, they have set up a virtual flea market. You can go on the website virtualnashvilleflea.com to get more details. And for more information, visit the website thefairgrounds.com/flea market. Now, where does all of this get into sports? I'm about to tell you. The folks at the flea market will be the weekly sponsor of the Metro Nashville High School Football Report. It'll air each week, Friday, 2:25 p.m. Join us, and when things get better, go visit the flea market.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast for this morning. Mostly sunny, high 54. Partly cloudy tonight, low 36. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 61. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, low 50. Utilizing the resources of the Weather Bug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Stye.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Do you like tackle football? Bill King does, and you can connect with @BillIsKing on Twitter or 615-844-5600.
Iron Bowl is this Saturday. That's the CBS game. 2:30 Central, 3:30 Eastern. Alabama's favored big. I haven't looked at all the numbers, so don't hold me to any of the numbers right now. I haven't. But you've got that game. You've got, well, we were talking about the Apple Cup. You've got the Territorial Cup, which is Arizona, Arizona State. You have the Civil War, which is Oregon, Oregon State. But this year in the let's cancel everything climate, they said we can't call it that anymore. So the game doesn't have a name. I'm not kidding. Oregon, Oregon State. Tennessee and Vanderbilt. You wouldn't think Vanderbilt would even have a chance in this game. You would now. Look at Tennessee. There's not much there right at the moment. Tennessee is a very confusing situation, to say the least. And Tennessee might as well not even come out at halftime. They do okay in the first half, in general. I mean, they hang in there. They were down to Kentucky, but it wasn't huge at half. They were down, was it 10 or so? Was it 17-7, maybe? But the second half, Tennessee's been outscored like 1 billion to nothing. Maybe there's a 7 in there somewhere. And they won't do anything with a quarterback who cannot help them, and that's Jarrett Guarantano. Jeremy Pruitt is as stubborn as a coach who actually has been a head coach for a long time, except he's only been doing it not 3 total years. It's like I said, if you're tuning around on your TVs during a Saturday, a random Saturday, and you stumble on Tennessee, just flip. You don't need that in your life. The Egg Bowl is coming up. That's right. Ole Miss and Mississippi State. Leach versus Baby Kiff. The Egg Bowl doesn't have the national reputation. For example, now the two biggest rivalry games are Ohio State, Michigan, Alabama, Auburn. Those are 1A, 1B. You can, if you like one side, you're going to pick that. If you like, I think Alabama, Auburn's been more prominent. But I know the Big Ten folks probably look at it different. Those are the two biggies, the biggest of the big, right? Egg Bowl has a ton of history, goes way back. It's just more local. It's a fantastic game most years. Think about what led to Lane Kiffin. Kids scoring in the end zone, does the dog pee type thing, right? All hell breaks loose. I mean, it's got a ton of tradition. LSU and the Aggies. Last time they played in College Station, remember that was, what was it, the 7 overtime game? That was LSU's last loss heading into the next year, which was an unprecedented natty run. Now, again, they've had losses since then, but I'm just talking about for that year, that was end of the regular season. Memphis and Navy, Oklahoma and West, by God, they play. I'm just perusing this. I'm not trying to get every game in here. Clemson and Pittsburgh is scheduled. Minnesota, Wisconsin. Oh, we haven't mentioned. Congrats to Coach Fitz. Beat Wisconsin, low-scoring game, and it was a tough, physical, hard-fought type game, but Coach Fitz right now sitting with the pretty solid lead, and if you look at their finish now, they don't play anybody that's real impressive. So right now you're looking at Northwestern and Ohio State. That's the overwhelming likelihood Big Ten championship game. Northwestern coming off a terrible season a year ago. as well. All right. Kentucky, Florida, Jeff and the Borough mentioned that one. Hour two coming up, Penn State, Michigan. Ugh. That's brutal. Penn State 0-5, lost to Iowa. Penn State capitulation. We're using that word a lot around here these days. Hour two coming up, Omni.